Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back to Primetime and SOB Edition. The lean sports season has begun for us with no more basketball, no more hockey, but we do get a significant sports event today.
Yeah.
The NBA draft coming your way. Now, coverage starts at 5. That means we won't get the first pick until 5:15-ish. Blazers scheduled to pick 11th, so we might not even get the pick while we're on the air. That's going to be close.
You're not going to get my 17-minute deep breakdown into Ace Bailey and what I've heard.
I want to know the 1970s comps that you have for Kasparis Giakaitzounis.
I was talking to 37 people today about Ace Bailey. I don't have that. So what I can tell you, apparently everyone thinks Ace Bailey is an ass. How about that?
That's the only prospect that I actually want to talk about today, because I find
everyone hates him.
I find it so fascinating that he is so widely regarded as being so good, and no one wants any part of him. And also, he wants no part of a handful of teams too, apparently.
I love that there's, and no matter what draft it is, no matter in what sport, there's always one guy that can't read the room.
Yep.
There's just one guy, and I'm fascinated by people that can't get out of their own way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember, Vontaze Burfict in the NFL did this, or I think Shedeur Sanders certainly did that this year in the NFL. And you get these guys that just have literally done nothing, but they've been told how great they are. And so you get to this point and it's like, he's refusing to work out for teams. He's sliding down. Some people think he's going to fall out of the top 10.
Well, and apparently, once you get, we'll get to the Ace Bailey stuff in just a little bit, but we have to tackle some Blazers headlines first, because there was big news that happened, broke Monday night. This was no less than 5 minutes after we got off the air on primetime. It was like you get the Shams bomb coming through or whatever.
And then I was like, oh, great, we don't have a show tomorrow.
No show tomorrow. So now it's like we're about 48 hours behind on the news, roughly. But
circle back, Tarantino it, back to front.
It bears discussing, though, because a significant move for the Blazers. They finally move off of Anthony Simons.
Yeah.
The writing was on the wall there. He was getting towards the end of his contract. There had even been some rumblings they might sign him to an extension, but he was always a piece that I think a lot of people thought you could move to try to do some different things with your roster.
Sure.
And now they have. So they've sent him off to Boston with 2 second-round picks, and in return, they get Jrue Holiday, who 3-and-D vet, 35, 3 years left, $110 million left on his contract.
Nothing says rebuilding team like a 35-year-old player coming off his worst season
with a nine-figure salary,
with $100 million in salary over the next 3 years. I mean, I know this was like all the shows were hotly debating this today. And can I just say for the record, and I may be the only one that thinks this, and let me also qualify this, is I am not a diehard NBA scribe. But I truly look at this and I just am like, whatever. Look, Anthony Simons doesn't move the needle. You've never won with Anthony Simons. You weren't going to win with Anthony Simons.
Good scorer, good at getting his own bucket.
20-point scorers.
Hadn't amounted to anything for you, and there's a lot of guys who can do that for
you. There's so many guys in the NBA that can shoot the ball a little bit and can give you 20 a night. and that provide nothing else, right? Not a true point guard, doesn't play defense. We saw him last year try to be the focal point of the offense. He can't carry an offense by himself. He needs to be the fifth best player on a team. Fourth, fifth best player, maybe in a Peyton Pritchard role, mm-hmm. great. But last year, didn't have a good year. Came down, you either had to extend him, which you probably weren't going to do. I don't know why you would. Or you deal him. And I think you found out exactly what he was worth. And that is a 35-year-old guard coming off an injury-plagued season that is a shell of his former self, that doesn't want to be here, by the way, according to reports. And this is what you got. So this is why I say, like, this is the equivalent, like, when the 49ers this offseason lost all these guys mm-hmm. that were name players. Mm-hmm. And everyone was like, oh.
Debo Samuel gone.
And you're like, he's not a factor.
Yeah.
Anthony Simons was not a factor for you last year. He wasn't a factor. Like, what is having him on the team ever done for you? Other than we got to hear for, like, almost a decade, Anthony Simons is going to pop. Anthony Simons is going to pop. You should have dealt him 4 years ago when, like, there was, like, this intrigue about him. But you know what he is. He's a worse version of C.J. McCollum. We know what C.J. was worth. He's a nice player. He can play in the NBA. Doesn't do anything for you other than...
He's not necessarily moving the needle as far as making you better or getting you closer to a playoff appearance, to a playoff series win.
And he takes up a spot of a young player that you still hope maybe turns into something. And so you send him out. I could give a two flying what's about the second round picks. We talked about this, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, they're just currency.
I don't care. Yeah, go. So what did you get back in return? You got Drew Holiday. Unless Drew Holiday is just a stable pony a la Crash Davis for, like, Nuke LaLouche. Like,
I don't think he's at that point of his career where he's expecting that.
Well, and that's the report, is he's not happy, and I don't blame him.
So I saw that report refuted today. If you didn't see it yesterday, it came out that Holiday and his camp were, quote, pissed about being sent to the Blazers, that he knew because of the second apron and because of the Tatum injury that he could be a cap casualty, all as well as Kristaps Porzingis, and both of them were.
Yeah.
But he thought, wait a second, I'm supposed to be going to a team who can win right now. Yeah. And I looked at that move and thought, that'd be a great move if the Blazers thought they had a chance of competing or contending right now.
It totally makes sense. And whether that's a true report or not, I don't know. The guy that reported, by the way, is like a 30-year writer for, like, the Boston Globe.
Right. Very reputable. So there's something else today. I think his camp is now pushing back, saying, we never said that. But
who knows, right? But you're telling me that a 35-year-old player coming off his worst season, probably of his career, wants to go from winning a title in Milwaukee, winning a title in Boston, to now coming here and, you're being brought in to mentor either Scoot or to mentor whatever big point guard that you draft in this year's draft. You're telling me at 35 years old, that's how you want to finish out your career? There's just no way.
Yeah. And so, that's why I've been, like, surprised that Jeremy Grant has been around as long as he's been. Like, I keep thinking he's going to ask for out, because it seems like for players in that stage of their career, it doesn't seem like the right spot right now. We talked a while back about Chris Paul and the possibility of him. Like, there's certain points or stages of guys' careers that it makes sense for them to be in Portland. And for Holiday, that seems like a disconnect.
Yeah. And so, and then I've also heard, like, maybe Holiday in 2 years. So you're telling me that in 2 years, he's an expiring deal. He'll make $37 million in going into that third year. He'll be 37 going on 38 years old.
What are you getting back then?
What are you getting back other than just... So we're saying that in a couple years, that expiring deal is going to be worth so much. So I just think you traded to me someone that doesn't move the needle, that was never going to move the needle, for someone that moved the needle 3 or 4 years ago that no longer moves the needle and still plays the position of the guy that you're hoping one day can move the needle. The only thing that makes sense is if you're trying to move Holiday to another contender for another move down the road.
Yeah, that's possible.
Or just maybe this is simply the case of Chauncey Billups and Joe Cronin feel like they need to win and they need to win now. And maybe they think that Drew Holiday gets you to the play-in. Because I guess you can make the case if Holiday's healthy and has a bounce back year, although you know me, I hate betting on aging players coming off injury plague season. I don't know if you know how the human body works, but it usually doesn't start getting magically better at the age of 35.
No.
But in theory,
unless you're on that LeBron blood spinning routine.
I mean, in theory, if Holiday has a healthy year and he's engaged, he makes you better than Anthony Simons
for sure. And then if you think about guys like him, Holiday, Kamara, and Klingon, you're starting to build a pretty deep defensive roster.
He's not the defensive player that he was.
No, definitely not.
But it's an improvement. And so from that standpoint, if you want to tell me that you went from being a 30, what did they win, 30?
I think we decided 30, 36 games.
36? Okay, so you, Drew Holiday, you win 30. I just think this is, to me, why it's not a huge deal. It's a big deal, and then Anfernee Simons is finally gone. But again, you moved out a never-was for something, I don't want to call him a has-been, but he's not a player that moves the needle. If you want, Boston looked at it and was like, yeah, no. Like, we're not winning a title this year, so we're not paying your money. Out of here. And what you got for him was a guy in Anfernee Simons that Boston probably doesn't really want. He's just a placeholder. Because an expiring deal. That's Drew Holiday. So if you think that Drew Holiday is coming in here to make Portland significantly better, he's not. So it's trading one kind of mid-level player for an older but better, slightly mid player. And to me, that doesn't move my needle either way. So it's big news that Anfernee Simons is gone. But if we're actually talking about the impact of it, I give it two thumbs.
It's actually pretty neat.
To me, this also screams of like, this is part one. And I think that people rush to judge and go, oh, Portland got fleeced or Boston got fleeced. And you haven't seen the entirety of what's going to happen here. So if Drew Holiday, like if you look at it in a vacuum and 10 years from now, nothing happens, right? Like the Blazers keep Drew Holiday, plays out the rest of his contract, he retires, you know, whatever. Then, yeah, it might not be a great trade and it's dumb. But if that trade sets up the next Drew Holiday trade where you're trading him somewhere else and you get younger in return, yeah, you get a better player.
I have heard that. And look, I'm not bashing this trade. I'm really not.
Fair.
Especially like, if it's part of a bigger means to an end.
I mean, Anfernee Simons was not in the future, like here. He just wasn't. And if they would have extended him. So I'm not trying to sit here and like slaughter this. I'm just saying Drew Holiday is a better player than Anfernee Simons. He has been a better player.
Mm-hmm.
He's older, but
he was just an Olympian.
He's just an Olympian. Drew Holiday's a really good player. I just wish we had him 3 years ago.
Sure.
And I wish that you had Drew Holiday is the perfect piece for a team that is close and getting over the hump. He proved it in Milwaukee.
Yep.
He proved it in Boston. You're not, what hump are you getting over in Portland? So it's not even Drew Holiday. I just, for the, where this franchise is, that's why I said he's a stable pony. He's, if he's being brought in to mentor Scoot, I guess, but does he want to do that? And
yeah.
But I have heard so many times from the Blazers that it's like, well, it'll be a larger piece. We heard it when they moved CJ. We heard it when they signed Jeremy Grant. I get tired of hearing, well, we'll see what we're doing down the road. And if they do, great. But you can't keep dangling that carrot in front of me and then expecting me to get excited about what may or may not happen when the track record here is that it doesn't happen. So all I can go on is Drew Holiday is a Portland Trailblazer, and you are slightly, and I mean slightly better, and that makes you no better in the West. A game or two here or there, I don't
know. It does not change your trajectory as far as the next season.
Not for me
concerned.
In any sort of way. But also, I'm not naive enough to think that Anfernee Simons was going to bring you some sort of giant haul.
Or that suddenly next year was going to be the year for him or something.
Exactly. Yeah. So, like, if you thought Anfernee Simons was going to bring you, like, this great asset that was going to make you better, then I got waterfront to sell you in, you know, in Nebraska.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Like So from that standpoint, that's why I said I don't hate the trade. You took someone that wasn't going to be a part of your future, and you brought in someone that maybe part of your future for the next couple of years, and maybe has a bounce back year. But I just think we're making it a bigger deal on the court than it is. It's a bigger deal from a headline standpoint than it actually is, in my opinion, in wins and losses or an impact on how it. There's no one that's going to look at this and be like, oh, look out for Portland now.
Exactly right.
And if he was, then he would still be in Boston.
It feels like both teams doing something that they think serves them a little better than what they had. And for Boston, certainly financially motivated. And Portland will wait and see, because it very well could be part of something else. But we've yet to see them be that type of team that turns and wheels and deals and deals and deals and deals again. So if it happens, great. If not, welcome aboard, Jrue Holiday.
Come on board. Hopefully you don't hate it here.
Well, the Blazers have the 11th overall pick in tonight's draft. We'll give you a little bit of a draft preview, top prospects, what the board's looking like, and guys who have been rumored to be possible Blazers. Will do that coming up next. But first, Ortner has a SportsCenter update.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.